Sachas Doita Peretes Misha Yedalit, Bupomot Sha Aspasinus, Gazru Al Itres Chasanim, Vala Eris. When Aspasinus, with the Roman general, came with his army to siege on Yerushalayim right before the Horban Bayashani, the Chachamah at that time were Gazer, that Chasanim should no longer wear crowns on the day of their Chuppah, as the Chasanim used to wear crowns made out of Hadassim and flowers, and they were also Gazer that a musical instrument called an Eris, which was similar to a tambourine, should no longer be used. The Puma shall teach us, when soon after that Titus came with his army that would eventually destroy the base of Migdash, Gazru al Itres Kalois Ushlo Yelamed Es Beno Yevanis. The Chachamim were Gazer that Kalos also should not wear crowns on the day of the Chuppah, and that a person should no longer teach his son the Chachma Yevanis, which was a lashon that they used to speak in riddles. And the reason for this Gzer was that years before then, the times of the Malchi Chashmonai, when one of the Malchi Chashmonai was fighting with the other Malchi Chashmonai, and he sieged on Yerushalayim, and they did not have behemoth to use for kabbanis inside Yerushalayim, and they used to send money outside the walls in order that they would bring them behemoth to be used for kabbanis. And one of the Zkenim inside the city that knew Chachma Yevanis spoke in Chachma Yevanis to somebody who was outside the wall, telling him that Kozman, they are sending behemoths for kabbanis, they will never capture the city, and they stopped sending kabbanos. Instead of sending a behemoth that was rife or a korban, they sent a chazir, and at that time, the Chachamim said, cursed should be the person that raises Chazirim, and cursed should be the person who teaches his son Chachma Yevanis. Now, even though this happened years before that, but they strengthened this Gzerah at the time of the Puma Shaltitis, as the Gzerah was not Niskabla as much at that time, and now they strengthened that Gzerah that no longer a person should teach his son Yevanis. But Puma Sa'achron Gazru Shalotate Akala Vapirion B'techir. The last Pumas, which is referring to the last army that came to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Korban Bayashani, it's the Eretz Yisrael explained, this was the army that Hadrian brought to fight with Ben Kaziva, and Beitar was captured at that time, and many millions of Jews were killed, and the Chachama at that time were Geiser, that a Kala should no longer go out with an Aperion inside the city at the time that she gets married. An Aperion is a canopy made out of silk and golden talisa. For Rabbi Seinu, he tiru to take the Hakala Aperion b'tochir. The Rabbi Seinu were mocked that a Kala could go out with a Aperion inside the city when she goes towards the Chuppah, as this is sneers for the Kala that she will be going under an Aperion. Once Rabbi Meir was nifter, there no longer were people who could say brilliant parables like Rabbi Meir was able to do. Once Ben Azai was nifter, there no longer were people who learned with the diligence that Ben Azai did. Once Ben Zayma was nifter, there no longer were people who were able to make drasha like Ben Zoma was able to do, as we find in the Haggadah that Ben Zoma taught Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah how to darshan the pasuk to learn that we say Yetzias Mitzrayim also at night. Mishameis Rabbi Yeshua paska teiva min ha'olam. Once Rabbi Yeshua was nifter, there no longer was the goodness in the world like there was while Rabbi Yeshua was still alive. Mishameis Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ba goyvai v'rabu tzaris. When Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was nifter, the locusts came to destroy the crops, and there were also other very bad occurrences. Mishameis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah pasak ha'osher min ha'chacham. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was nifter, there no longer were wealthy chachamim like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself was, as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was tremendously wealthy. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva bustle kavod haTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, there no longer was the kavod haTorah that there was in the times of Rabbi Akiva. As Rabbi Akiva used to darshan every single letter in the Torah, every single part of the letter, that is a great kavod haTorah, that no letter or no part of the letter is lebatol. Mishameis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa batlu anshei maisa. After Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was nifter, there no longer were people who did miraculous deeds like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa himself did. As the Gemara brings down many miraculous deeds that he did. For example, he was guided that a nair that was being lit with vinegar should light, and it did light. Mishameis Rabbi Yosef Katnusa Pasku Hasidim. When Rabbi Yosef Katnusa was nifter, there no longer were Hasidim like there were in the times of Rabbi Yosef Katnusa. Now Hasidim means people that did the Tzadikim Shuras that did over and above the letter of the law. Belama Nikra Shmo Katnusa. Why was he called Katnusa, meaning small? Shahaya Katnusan Shachasidim. He was the smallest of the Hasidim that were before him. As the Doros went along, the Hasidim became less and less. when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nifter, there no longer was the chen ha-chachma that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had, if he was a chacham gadol. Mishameis Rabban Gamliel ha-zakein batol kavod ha-tayra'a umesa tara uprishis. When Rabban Gamliel ha-zakein was nifter, there no longer was the kavod ha-tayra that there was before he was nifter. As until Rabban Gamliel was nifter, they used to learn Torah standing up, and after he was nifter, people no longer had the strength to learn in this way. And there no longer was the Tara and priesthood that there used to be, as Rabban Gamliel was a tar and a parish meaning somebody who is parish from Inyani Gashmi and is Osik instead in Inyani Ruchni. Mishameis Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi batol ziv hakun. When Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi was nifter, and Yishmael ben Pavi was one of the Kohen Gadolim in the second Beit HaMikdash, there no longer was the chen hakuna that there used to be, as Rabbi Yishmael ben Pavi was a chacham and an usher, and he had many Kohenim eating by his table. Mishameis Rabbi batla anava v'yiras chen. When Rabbi was nifter, there no longer were people who were as modest and had yiras chen like Rabbi himself did. Rabbi Pichat ben Yair Omer, Rabbi Pichat ben Yair says, Mishachara Beit HaMikdash boishu chaverim u'bnei charin. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, people that are Talmid HaChamim that are called chaverim, and people that are tzaddikim that are called bnei charin, since they are free from the Yitzhara, will become embarrassed, as nobody will respect them. V'chafu roshim, it will be as if their heads are covered, meaning nobody will listen to them. V'nidaldalu anshei ma'aseh, there will be less and less people that have good deeds. V'gavru Bali Zroa uBali Lashon. People that use force and say Lashon Hara will become more powerful. Ve'ein Dairesh, Ve'ein Mavakesh, Ve'ein Shal. It will be hard to find somebody who wants to say good about Klai Yisrael. It will also be hard to find somebody who wants to be Mavakesh Rachamim of Klai Yisrael. And it will be hard to find somebody who is Shal, the Shalom of his friend. Ami Lanu Le'Yishayim, Alavinu Shebishamayim. Who do we have to rely on? Our Father in the Shemayim. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, Miyom Shechara Beit HaMikdash, from the day the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Sharu Chachimaya Lamahavi Kisafraya. People that were Chachamim started to become like Malamdi Tinokas. The Chachamim were not as they used to be, the Safraya Kechazanaya. People that were Malamdi Tinokas started to become like Chazanim, meaning like the Shamish, as the Malamdi Tinokas were also not as they used to be, but Chazanaya Ka'ama Da'ara. People that were like the Shamit started to become like Amaratim, meaning people that don't have Torah but have Midas Tovas, Ba'ama Da'ara, Adla, Benedaldala. And people that were Amaratim, meaning people that don't have Torah but have Midas Tovas, started to become less and less frequent. The Ein Mavakesh, it is hard to find somebody who even wants to be a Talmud Chacham. Ami Yesh Lishon, who do we have to rely on? Alavinu, Shebe Shemayim, and our Father in the Shemayim. The Ikvais Meshicha Chutzpah Yiskeh. In the times before Mashiach comes, chutzpah will become more and more frequent, v'yoyker yamir, and everything will become more and more expensive, hagefen titein piria v'hayayin v'yoyker. Even though the vineyards are producing grapes, wine will be in any case very expensive, v'hamalchus tehafech l'minis. The malchus will turn into apikorsim, v'ein tochecha. It will be hard to find somebody who is mochiach, his friend. Based by Yiel is Nus, when people get together, it will be for Znus. Bahagalo Yechrav, the Galo will be destroyed. Bahagavlon Yishim, a place called Gavlon, will become desolate. Ba'anche Hagvo Yisevavu Me'ir Le'ir, below Yechonanu. People that live by the border of Eretz Yisrael will go from city to city without anybody having pity on them. V'chachma Seifrim Tisrach. The Chachma of Tamir HaChamer will be disgraced. V'yirei Chet Yima'esu, people who have Yiras Chet will be hated. Ve'emes Tehei Nederes, it will be hard to find somebody who says the truth. Na'arim Pneis Kenim Yalbinu, children will embarrass their elders. Skenim Yamdu Mipnei Ktanim, the elders will be forced to stand up before those that are younger. Ben Menabo Ove, the son will disgrace his father. Bas Kama Be'ima, a daughter will rise up against her mother. Kala Bechamoso, a daughter-in-law will rise up against her mother-in-law. Oyve ish anche beso, the enemies of a person will be those that are in his family. Pnei hador ke pnei akel, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, meaning people will be very mechutzah. Haben ena mispayesh me other, the son will not be embarrassed from his father. Ba'al mi yesh lanu lehishan, who do we have to rely on? Alavinu, Shebishamayim, and our Father in the Shemayim. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, Zrizus Mavia Lidenikius, somebody who is Zoritz, who is diligent about doing mitzvahs and is careful not to do averes, that will bring him up to a higher level, the level of Nikias. Somebody who is Naki is clear totally from averes, even small averes, Nikias Mavia Lidetar. Somebody who is Naki, that will bring him up to a higher level, the level of Tara. Somebody who is Tara is clear from averes, even in his lave, even in his machshava, he doesn't have averes. Utara Mavia Lidei Precious. Somebody who is Tara will bring him up to the level of Precious. A Parish is somebody who separates himself from things that are mutter if he thinks that those things that are mutter will bring him to an Aver. Precious Mavia Lidei Kedusha. Somebody who is Parish will go up to a higher level, the level of Kedusha. Somebody who is Kadosh, even from things that the Guf needs, he doesn't indulge in, such as another who doesn't drink wine, and such as somebody who is Mitana, who fasts. Ukedusha Mavia Lidanava. Somebody who is Kadosh will go up to a higher level, the level of Anava. Somebody who separates himself from material things and doesn't indulge in things will reach the level of modesty. Va'anava Mavia Lide Yirischet. Somebody who has reached the level of modesty will reach a higher level, the level of Yirischet. This is a very high level. Somebody who is afraid of Chet, not because he is afraid of being punished, but he is afraid of the Chet itself. The Yeres Chet Mavia Lidei Chassidus. Somebody who has reached the level of Yeres Chet, that will bring him to a higher level, the level of Chassidus. A Chassid is somebody who acts with Pnim Meshuras Adin. He goes over and above the letter of the law. The Chassidus Mavia Lidei Ruach HaKodesh. Somebody who is a Chassid, that will bring him up to a higher level, the level of Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is somebody who the presence of the Shekhinah is with him. For Ruach HaKodesh Mavia Lidei Tchias HaMesim. Ruach HaKodesh brings to Tchias HaMesim, as the Patek says in Yechezkel, V'nasati Ruchi Bechem Mechiyita. I will put my Ruach in you, and you will live. Meaning to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gives the Mesim Ruach HaKodesh, and that causes them to rise up for Tchias HaMesim. U'Tchias HaMesim Ba Ayidei Elio Zachor Latov, Amen. Tchias HaMesim is brought through Elio, who is remembered for good, Amen.